Now, she's not a grass weeder, so she's a sod weeder. Her husband's dead. Mm. Now, that's, I never had heard that before, and I've never heard it since.
A sod weeder.
A sod weeder. Mm. And I never will forget the first time that I was ever called a weeder. You don't know how that hurts. Mm. My husband had been dead 4 weeks, and they come a missionary woman in here, going to be in here a week, and going from church to church every night. She'd go to different churches. She spoke here at our church on Sunday morning and Sunday night. Then the next week, she just went. She didn't speak of a morning during the week. She just goes somewhere every night. Well, the church wanted to know who would take her and take care of her that week. And I told them I would, for I would be glad to have her. You see, my son had just left me and gone back to France, and the married one lived on the coast. And I was left to stay by myself, and I was so lonesome and tore up till I just thought, well, I would love to have her. And I had a good car and could take her and go with her where she's going to speak. Well, we went to Pinola, a little town, on Monday night. And a woman come to me, she says, are you Walter H's widow? Mm. And, oh, mercy. I said, yes, and I couldn't say another word. I didn't no more want to be called a widow. I wanted to be Walter H's wife. That just got off of me. Of course, I've got used to it now.
Yes, ma'am.
Folks ask if you're a widow or if your husband's leaving or anything like that. But there's a woman called me yesterday and wanted to ask me about a house here in town for rent. And I didn't know where she told me. I said, well, who are you? She says, I'm Carlin, and I work at the hospital. Said, I'm a widow with 3 children. Well, I don't know how many people has asked me since then if her husband is dead. Or is she a grass weeder? Well, I wouldn't ask that woman that.
It's probably not be a good idea.
But the house she wanted to rent has a big, deep, deep fish pond right close to it, right side of the yard. And the woman that her son owns a place, but he lives way in some other state, and she's the one who looks after it and rents it and all. And she told me today, she says, I will not rent it to nobody that's got little children. Said, what age is her children? I said, I don't know. She was talking to me over the telephone, and she just said she had 3 children, and I said, I don't know what age they are. She said, well, if they're little, who's going to take care of them when she's working in the hospital? I said, I don't know that. I didn't ask her.
Yes, ma'am.
She said, well, I'm just not going to rent it. Said, if a child go there and fall on that lake,